His performances have electrified audiences for years, but none more so than the night this month when Peter Martins retired from dancing.
It was an overwhelming evening. I had never expected that that kind of reception would have happened. When all the flowers came on stage, I kind of got a little bit funny feeling in my stomach. I mean, I'm not a very sentimental person, but I mean, last night I kind of got sentimental. I'm sure it's going to be tough. I think it'll be tough. Come on, I've done it for 25 years. And I'm pretty good at it. And when you get better and better in a funny way. You understand more and more. And of course, what? All of a sudden you don't do it anymore? Just like that? But then I wouldn't have accepted this job, yeah. And I did.
One, two, three, one.
Now go.
The job is Ballet Master-in-Chief of the New York City Ballet. Last spring, Peter Martins and Jerome Robbins were named to succeed George Balanchine as co-directors of his company. Martins has assumed responsibility for the daily operations, such as training dancers, casting for roles, and directing rehearsals.
That's too cutesy for you. I would do a little more plié, because this is like this, a little much.
He will also be responsible for hiring dancers. The New York City Ballet ranks with the world's great companies. One reason is Balanchine's work. Another is the superb dancers. Just as George Balanchine found him in Denmark, now Peter Martins will have to find his Peter Martins. Balanchine created powerful ballets, but to survive now, they must be allowed to breathe and change.
Naturally, in the years to come, there will be many decisions made as to what to do with his ballets and what not to do with his ballets. And I guess I'm the one who's going to have to make them, along with other people. I can only do what I feel is right. At the time, for the moment, Balanchine, I can't make him live again. And I don't have to make him alive again. But I can only do what I feel is, at the moment, the right thing. Sometimes people will disagree, sometimes people will agree. It doesn't matter so much.
Mr. Balanchine is here? Hey, I see him.
He was enormously flexible, enormously himself, as everybody knows. He would change right and left. And I think I know him as well as anybody in that regard when it comes to ballet. And I'm just going to have to make decisions and people can like it or not like it. The point is that I do them for the right reasons.
That is already better. See, on this right side, it's too high. Here it's like military. I don't understand when it's because I'm not.
I trust the Balanchine enormously, clearly. And I guess I can say the biggest gift he ever gave me was a return of that trust.
George Balanchine has left the New York City Ballet here at Lincoln Center, a priceless legacy of ballets, some of which were created for Peter Martins.
I'm sorry, stop one second. Maybe not run so far.
This is called Making a Ballet on a Dancer. Peter Martins has been choreographing for several years and is now making a ballet on some of his colleagues.
Maybe stay with him, stay with Ip when you push him away. So you go. Good. Enough? That's right. And now you go like this. And maybe you can do this. You know, like you did before. And now you run like this, and no more than there. And now you go under. You may have to cure after you do Cheney, do step this out. I'm not sure. It depends what he needs. You can't wait and sit and be inspired. You know, when you have the slot there with the dancers, when you just do it. Step this out, maybe. Step this out. You have to do your homework, but you can't create at home.
Try just two steps.
You can only make choreography on dancers. And that lift will determine. If it works, if not, we'll find something else. When you come here, right, the last time, now, he goes away. Wait, now, and give him a second.
Yes.
And then do whoom, whoom. I try not to tell the dancers exactly what to do. I like to sketch an idea for them. Naturally, of course, you have to have good dancers, which luckily we do. And then you hope and you know that these dancers will somehow make it their own. Your instinct or not. The world says the dancers are dumb. They're very intelligent people and very smart people. But the minute they begin to overanalyze and think about things is when things don't happen right. They use their instincts. Their instincts are the best. And I like that when dancers use their instincts. And I've always done that in my career. Just never thought about it. When I found myself beginning to analyze and think about it, I did this. Don't too much.
Movements a ballerina makes require assistance. An extraordinary partnership, the male and female in balance together, moving with grace and ease, is part of the magic of dance. In the world of ballet, no partnership has been more magical than that of Peter Martens and Suzanne Farrell.
When he touched me, there was something special. And we don't know exactly what it is, and I don't think it's necessary to try to analyze it, because then you might lose it. Of course, I've lost it now that Peter is retired. I've lost it in a way. I love dancing with Peter, and I'm very proud of him. I've had wonderful partners. People have asked me if I'd ever love to dance with so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'm content. I'm very happy and pleased with him. I've never wanted anybody else after this happened.
Given so much to dance. Tell me, what has dance given you?
Dance has given me my life, and it's given me... How many people do you know who love that much? You know, to love dance that much is extraordinary in a way. To have found something that means that much to you, I think is very important. Most people go through life not having found that.
Is it your great strength?
No, I think it's dance's great strength.